So right before the break, John was sharing with us some of the points from the abundance book, and I would just like to read something here on page 26. And the statement says, stop adding up your bills, stop counting the money you have or need, and stop looking for your supply from any mortal person, place, or situation. The whole universe is standing on tiptoe, watching you, praying that you will let go of the negative appearances of the world of illusion and claim your divine heritage. Now is the time. Today is the day. And I tell you, when I read that for the first time myself, that was so empowering to me that it really just, to be honest with you, it brought me to tears. So if you could just share with us, you know, what was behind, you know, those words.
The whole purpose of those words, Carla, was to help people move away from a focus on effects, mm-hmm. the outer material physical effects, and get back into the consciousness of cause. The cause is within, the effects are without. If we concentrate on the effects exclusively, then what we're doing is shutting the door for the divine flow that goes before us to appear as money. The more the focus is on the cause within, on the source within, mm-hmm. and not on the effects out there, the greater the multiplication of the funds will be. Mm-hmm. It's a teaching from the ancient wisdoms. The more we focus on cause and source, the greater the effect will be. But if we focus almost entirely through worry, concern, and so forth, on the effects. I don't have enough money, or there's not enough money coming in, or where am I going to get the money, or maybe I should talk to such and such about this and that in order to get more money. What we're doing is deserting cause. We're moving away from that divine flow, that eternal givingness that is forever supplying us with everything we need. And as we can get back into a consciousness of that givingness, of that nourishment and nurturing aspect of our divinity, then we begin to understand what it's all about, and that's when the money starts coming in. We don't outline where it's coming from. That's none of our business. I love one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things in the Bible, I believe, it says, I have ways that will astound you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the ways that Jan and I have seen for our supply to come in over the years has astounded us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could not believe it was possible. At one point in time, several thousand dollars came into our bank account. To this day, we have no idea where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
We asked the bank. They couldn't tell. It was just there. So things happen. And we never try to say it's going to come from the lottery, it's going to come from my employer or wherever. We just relax and let it happen.
So we're surrendering unto God, our
that
source.
That is the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we choose what we want in life, and God always chooses for us what we want for ourselves, because that is a part of the divine will for us. And those heartfelt desires that we have is Spirit literally pressing on us to focus, to focus with divine intentions. What do we want to do in life? What do we want to have in life? You know, the whole universe is waiting on tiptoe, so to speak, saying, how do you want to live your life? And what we choose becomes the blueprint through which Spirit expresses through us. But it all goes back, when you mentioned page 26, it all gets back to focusing on cause. And if we can focus on cause and source for 40 days, miraculous things happen. We have seen it happen with tens of thousands of people around the world. The letters come in daily, email and snail mail, saying, this is what happened to me on day 28. This is what happened to me on day 54. And we knew without a shadow of a doubt what they had done. They had stopped looking at the outer picture with concern and went inside, so to speak, into that divine nature, that divine consciousness, and began to understand and realize that God self within was the supplier, the source, the provider of everything.
Well, John, I would like to ask you a question, because, you know, there's so many people of faith who still have, you know, issues and struggles in this area, and Is there a specific reason why that there's still so much lack and limitation even within the body of faith? Can you elaborate on that?
Well, number one, we are products of our environment.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a family. My father was a Texas Ranger. My mother owned a boarding house. And the words that I heard from the time I was able to hear and understand was, there is never enough. That became a mantra in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And it sinked into my consciousness so that it took me years to overcome that idea. There is never enough is what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
And when I began to study and understand that that was not the truth, that there is always enough. There is always plenty, 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 but we have to understand it. It has to be a part of our consciousness. And the same way with as we mature into adulthood, we carry so much from the past with us. We go to from family to friends to associates in the workplace to people on the street. Jan was in the supermarket a few years ago standing at the produce counter listening to two women talk about how bad life was.
Mm.
And she knew where they were coming from. That was their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they believed. They believed in hardship. They believed in suffering and sorrow. They believed in deprivation. And what you believe is what you're going to get.
Wow. Wow. That's so true. Several weeks ago, I did a show called Your Mind, Your Mouth, and Your Money.
And oh, wonderful.
And I was focusing on, and to the listeners, that show is available on the archives at voiceamerica.com or thefinancialtruth.com. And again, just like you said, I was focusing on getting people to start speaking because there is a scripture that says, as a man or woman speaketh and thinketh, so are they.
Mm-hmm.
And that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So it is important that we do change our mindsets and change how we speak. And I thank God for people like you who write books to help us to do this, because it's through your writings and through your teachings that empowers people to change their mindset and become equipped with the necessary strength and understanding and wisdom to get to that next level in their life. Now, we are approaching a break within the next few minutes, but before we go there, what I would like to do is to ask you, if you will, to give us a synopsis of the 10 statements of principle.
Of the 40-day plan.
Yes, of the 40-day prosperity plan.
Okay, the mm-hmm. first principle, the first statement is to understand that God, that presence of God within each one of us, is lavish, unfailing abundance. That this all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized. In other words, is expressed as each one of us, which helps us to, in the very beginning, help us to understand that there is a fountain, there is a treasure house right within our being. Right there, in our deeper levels of consciousness, is a well of prosperity that when it's tapped, the door opens and prosperity in the physical material world becomes evident.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we go into how to do it. It's the idea of lifting up the mind and the heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that this divine presence is the source and substance of all our good. And we emphasize that each time we go through it, with each affirmative statement. And, like, for example, through my consciousness of my God self, as my source, I draw into my mind and feeling nature the very substance of spirit. In other words, we draw that creative energy that goes before us to appear and manifest as funds, as money, and every other good thing in life. So what we're doing is it's repetition
in different ways. Excuse me, 1 second, John. We're going to go into a break, and we're excited to hear the next 9 statements. You're listening to The Financial Truth. We'll be right back.